Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More Christians are being executed by ISIS, and yet the world does not intervene. And the government of the United States of America does not speak up. But what about you? What about the church? We must speak up. We must pray for our brothers and sisters, and we must act. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, ISIS operatives have now executed two groups of prisoners believed to be Ethiopian Christians in Libya, according to a recent video that has been released by the terror network's so-called media arm. The Ethiopian government has confirmed that 30 of its citizens were among the two groups, according to the Ethiopian news agency. The Al-Fukran media video, which is highly produced and entitled this, "Until There Came to Them Clear Evidence," close quote. That's the title of this video. It shows two groups of men, one in orange jumpsuits and the other in black, being killed at different locations in Libya, according to the person on the video who is narrating this. This is continuing to happen. One group was beheaded on a beach along the Mediterranean Sea, while the other group is shot in southern Libya, hundreds of miles away. This was done apparently simultaneously. The world does not react, and our government says nothing. Christians, we must pray and we must act. The church must rise up for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world.
Yeah, Matt, this is another Holocaust. And just as with the first Holocaust, we see largely the media just remain silent. It's like the frog in the pot here. And so as radical Islamists are responsible for murdering thousands upon thousands of Christians in the Middle East and around the world, frankly, a sympathetic media that is sympathetic to Islam somehow and tries to, you know, calls it the religion of peace, remains silent because it doesn't fit the narrative. When Christians are persecuted, you don't hear hide nor hair from the mainstream media. So, yeah, you're right. We as Christians need to be praying for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted, tortured to death in many instances at the hands of these radical Islamists.
Well, after beginning this sentence of praising Allah and Muhammad, the narrator says this, quote, "To the nation of the cross, we are back again on the sands where the companions of the prophet, peace be upon him, have stepped on before, telling you, Muslim blood that was shed under your hands of your religion is not cheap." That's in the 39-minute video. The narrator goes on to say, "In fact, their blood is the purest blood because there is a nation behind them which inherits revenge. And we swear to Allah, the one who disgraced you by our hands, that you will not have safety even in your dreams until you embrace Islam." You know, when the Ottoman Empire was ultimately brought to an end, they want to go back and roll back the clock, and they want to pick back up in history, and they want to have a worldwide caliphate, a worldwide government controlled and operating under Sharia law. And in fact, in this video, a man appears to be a judge in a court enforcing Islam's Sharia law. He holds up a document and says a Syrian Christian owed a Syrian Muslim 550,000 Syrian pounds, which is about $2,900 since 2004. But the Muslim was unable, it says, to obtain the money under President Bashar al-Assad's regime. After applying to the Islamic court, he got his money back within 1 month. And the law cited throughout the video comes from the Quran, Surah 929, whose exact translation is an area of dispute among religious scholars. But the gist of it is that Muslims are commanded to fight for those who don't believe in Allah or the last day, and the believers either need to pay a tax or a tribute or be killed.
That's right, and quoting Muhammad, that's exactly what the narrator says, that those who, quote, prayer and pay alms will have, quote, their blood and property protected by the prophet unless Islam dictates otherwise. He says, you pay a tax with willing submission, feeling yourself subdued. Our battle is a battle between faith and blasphemy, between truth and falsehood, until there is no more polytheism and obedience becomes Allah's on its entirety. And by polytheism, they're referring to the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, which of course is not polytheism, it's monotheism. But this is Orthodox Islam. You know, you hear ISIS, radical Islam. No, these are just true followers of Muhammad. These are the individuals who actually follow the teachings of the Quran. These are Orthodox Islamists.
Yeah, this is Orthodox. This is pure. This is Islam. This is not radical Islam. This is Islam. Now, there are moderate Muslims who don't follow all of the Quran, and they don't believe all of this. But the Quran teaches this. The Quran teaches that you should pay the tax or the jizya, or you should be wiped away, and that Islam should be the dominant ruling law through Sharia, that the Quran and Sharia law should ultimately be the rule of the day. And even going back as far as Thomas Jefferson ultimately was dispatched by John Adams to Libya and other places that were engaged in the piratry, the Barbary pirates. These were Islamists that were capturing soldiers and sailors and selling them to finance their jihad. They ultimately realized that they were trying to advance through the sword, through force, and that you could not negotiate with these individuals. And so eventually, when Jefferson became the president of the United States, the third president, he deployed the Navy and ultimately stopped some of this radicalism from capturing our sailors in that same area where other piratry has recently occurred. And that's where we get the song of the Marines, from the halls of Montezuma to the shore of Tripoli. Well, that is the Treaty of Tripoli with the victory over the Islamic radicals. Now they're back again, and they've never gone away. And we need to understand their history and their purpose. They're not here to negotiate. These are not people who think rationally. They want to force you to follow Islam. If you pay the tax, you've got three different options. You convert to Islam. If you don't convert, you pay the tax to support Islam, and they'll let you be for the time being. If you don't convert and you don't pay the tax, then you're dead. You're beheaded. This is what they're doing. This is why they killed these Christians. They would not bow down to another god, and they stood for Jesus Christ. And yet the world seems to remain silent, and our government remains silent, but even worse, the fault really stops with each one of us and the church, and we need to pray, and we need to stand up for our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, Matt, listen to this. This is from the Quran, from Surah 9:5, and it says, when the sacred months are over, slay the idolaters. And by idolaters, they're talking about Christians and Jews. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them, arrest them, besiege them, and lie in ambush everywhere for them. And that is exactly what we see Muslims across the world doing, trying to slay Christians, slay Jews, lying in wait, lying in ambush everywhere for Christians and Jews. They do not worship the same God that we do. Allah is not God.
Well, so far, what we have heard from reports is 600 Christian fighters have now completed training courses and have joined the Iraqi security forces. This is now in Iraq because they're having the same thing there. These are Christian young people and Christian others, individuals who are fighting for their lives. They're not waiting for the knock on the door for them to be hauled out in the streets to be beheaded. They're literally fighting for their lives. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters. I'm Matt Staver, founder of Liberty Council. One of the things that we have with Liberty Council is Liberty Relief International, where we are helping our persecuted brothers and sisters, particularly from assaults like this. One of the projects that we have is to help other groups on the ground. ISIS right now and other radicals are discontinuing the sources of water. So they're trying to literally dehydrate these individuals to death. They're stopping the water sources. And we're working to not only provide food and shelter, but also water. Pray for this ministry. Support the ministry. If you want more information, you can contact us. Providing resources to others, you can go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, and you can respond there right on the website. We have Liberty Relief International. That is an outreach for Liberty Council to our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. LibertyCouncil.com is the website, LibertyCouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.